Now, as far as the Christ being mentioned in the Talmud, I have heard from authoritative sources, although I'm not well-versed in it myself, but I've heard discussions, that there was reference made in the very early Talmud to Christ.
That's correct.
But because they denied his messianic state, they were persecuted, murdered, and oppressed. So that when they all got, when the elders got together, they decided that in order to save any Jews at all, they should remove everything in the Talmud or wherever else it may be that he ever existed. Now, this I have heard discussed. I can't say that I know it of my own accord, but these are from learned people. Now, that makes sense.
I would have to answer this question by saying that I know of no Jewish sources that have made the statement that they altered the Talmud because of persecution.
Well, this is, it has
I think it would be unworthy of them to do so. I don't believe they would.
Well, they have, removed it. This I have heard discussed, and there is no sign ever since then because of the persecution that they had endured. Now, may I say that Mrs. Murray, who is the atheist, hurts perhaps only herself, even in your eyes. I don't say, I'm not an atheist myself. Whereas you, constant repetition of the Jews being responsible for the death of Christ.
I didn't say that, ma'am.
Hurts many, many people.
I didn't say that, ma'am.
Oh, you said that there were the few Jews, always the few, but the fact is the Jews.
Well, would it make it happy if I altered the record and said the Eskimos did it?
No, I think it should be there were men that did it if they did it. I said that too, Walter. I agree with this lady.
Why should I depart from the record of history in order to accommodate
you? When he said, why don't you just say some guys did it?
That's right.
Why should I when the record indicates...
I agree with you, lady.
Why should I do it when the record indicates otherwise?
Well, you are so blinded only to the record without using any judgment or kindness of your own...
Any ignorant person listening right now, Walter...
Jesus Christ...
Would automatically say that the Jews killed Jesus.
They'd have to be very ignorant.
Hello.
I'd like to ask Mrs. Murray, is it necessary, when presenting what may well be a just cause, like requiring churches to pay a just or a fair share of taxes to support the activities of the city, state, and country, is it necessary to attack religious belief itself?
Well, you see, there are groups in America who are interested in separation of church and state. One of them is Protestants and Other Americans United. One of them is a Seventh-day Adventist Church. One of them is a Baptist convention, certainly the Southern Baptist Convention, etc. So that there are a number of persons who take this position on separation of church and state stemming from a basic philosophy. My basic philosophy and the reason that I'm interested in seeing this is that I'm an atheist. And being an atheist... I can do nothing except criticize that position which has so excoriated mankind over the history of mankind.
But
the religious ideas, the intolerance of the religious ideas and the way that atheists and non-believers or heretics have been abused by those persons in command in relation to religion. I couldn't change my position if I tried. And you can still be for separation of church and state, and you can be religious. Just join one of those groups who are interested and involved with this. I'm only one small spokesman on the scene for this particular thing.
Yes, sir. But you do speak, one of your main points is taxation of church property, is it not?
This is true, and I'm certain that good Reverend Martin is tax-free over there for his particular business that he's pushing in his church and everything else, and I think that he should be taxed as well as you and as well as I.
What in the world does that have to do with whether or not there is a God? Can't you, when you're at least, maybe when you're talking about atheism, that's one thing, but when you're discussing the subject of taxation of church property, why do you have to argue that there is no God?
Sir, that was not our subject tonight.
Oh, but she does this.
No, I don't. Let me tell you what I do, because I'm there, and I know. When I'm asked
well,
to a university...
Madam.
When I'm asked to a university or on a radio station and I'm asked very specifically to stay on separation of church and state or taxation, I do that. If I am asked to speak about atheism, I do that. Now, sometimes I will get into a format where the interviewer on a talk program will feel that it will be more provocative to be present to the public if there is a person here who will challenge me in the relation of religion. I could talk for hours on just taxation of church. I would never have to bring up religion.
Well, I wish
but
you would.
But I am in a format that is not determined by me on most of these, in most of these...
And on this program, sir, I was the one who started... I don't know, were you with us at the top of the show?
No, I wasn't.
Well, at the top of the show, I did 30 minutes with Madeline Murray, asking her whether she was an atheist or whether she was an agnostic, and we got into a debate as far as the definition of the word agnostic. And frankly, I haven't even touched on
the separation of church or state and taxes
at all. About the only one came in, you came in with it just now, and so it's been discussed like for, you know, 2 minutes.
All right.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Nice talking with you, sir. Let me get another one down. Yes, here we are. Hi there. May I help you?
Long John?
Yes.
Oh, just a few minutes ago, Reverend Mowry demonstrated...
Reverend what?
Reverend Martin.
Reverend Martin. Could you speak a little louder, sir?
Yes. Just a few minutes ago, Reverend Martin demonstrated his use of logic.
Yes.
He said that, James was Christ's oldest brother.
No. No.
You didn't?
I said James the Elder. He's referred to in the New Testament as James the Elder.
Was he younger than Christ?
Oh, yes.
Yes. No, this was brought out, sir. Maybe you missed the point. According to the Bible, according to Walter Martin's version of the Bible, it is James
just
the Elder.
The text itself. Let's take it.
I'm not debating it with you, Walter. Don't, you know, look, you've got to hang up. I'm going with you. All right, sir?
Okay.
Millennium.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I would like to say to Miss Murray that in the New Testament we are told that there would come a time when there would be scoffers. And she certainly is the biggest scoffer that I ever heard. And we are also told that there would be an apostasy, which we're having now, and also that there would be false prophets.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Long John?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to read just one quotation from one of Frank Edwards' books. You know, your friend?
Yes.
You knew him.
Yes, very well.
I can't remember which book I read it in.
Well, then what are you going to read it from?
I have the page right here.
Oh, you've kept that page?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, read it, ma'am.
He's quoting Wernher von Braun.
Yes.
You know, it says, science has found that nothing can disappear without a trace. Nature does not know extinction. All nature knows is transformation. If God applies this fundamental rule to the most significant and minute parts of his universe, surely it makes sense to assume that he applies it also to the masterpiece of his creation, the human soul. Everything that science has taught me and continues to teach me strengthens my belief that there is a spiritual existence after death.
What is your point, ma'am?
Well, my point is, I think, I'm not sure, but I'd like to ask Reverend Martin, I think that even the other religions of the world, they all have one basic similarity, and that is that they practice the golden rule, you know, do unto others.
But what has this got to do with Wernher von Braun?
Well, I
mean, you have quoted him as an authority, I'm assuming.
Yes.
In rocketry?
In what?
In rocketry?
No.
Well, then that's the only thing I know that he's enjoys expertise in.
In a spiritual existence.
Well, I don't really know of any particular academic training that Professor Wernher von Braun has in theology. I may have missed something.
That according to what he has heard and learned and seen about science, everything that he knows about science.
Well, now, you see, but this
led
is...
led him to believe that nothing disappears from this earth without a trace.
Well, we're not even talking about something that has disappeared. I assure you that my guest, Madeline Murray, has not suggested
I have an infinite more respect for him than I do for Madeline Murray.
Well, this may be your hang-up.
What is it?
It may be your hang-up.
Oh, Oh, come on. Don't call everything everybody's hang-up.
Well, why shouldn't I? In other words, the fact is that Wernher von Braun said something. Now, if he said something about rocketry and Madeline Murray disagreed with him, I'd have to say, Madeline, I think you're off your rocker. Because the man who knows more about rocketry would be...
Rocket.
Would be Werner...
rings around me and let me read it to you again.
No, you've read it once, ma'am. We've accepted. Do you want to comment?
Yes, what she is demonstrating is that anybody can
Murray.
Pick up...
You don't
want to
hear from her?
Evidence.
Reverend Martin.
Hello.
Hi. I've got a statement for Madeline and a question for Dr. Martin.
Well, take your choice. Which one do you want? Because we don't have that much time left.
Oh, all right. Well, then, the important thing is for Madeline Murray, as far as taking the prayer in the Bible out of school.
Yes.
Religion is like sex. It's here to stay. And if children can discuss all of their religions, each one taking a day and either a prayer or whatever, if in the event that each one got to understand and know better each one's religion, there would be a lot less confusion, a lot less...
Well, why do it in the public school?
No, she's right.
In the public school?
Yeah. I have been advocating...
I don't agree with that.
I have been advocating constantly across the nation that starting in the fifth grade of the public schools, there should be certain things introduced about religion. First, there should be a study of comparative religion because these kids in this grade, they are able to understand this. There should be comparative religion, a literature of religion. There should be, every single one of the holy books should be introduced. Certainly, there should be an examination of those dearly beloved parts of religion, the Inquisition, the Crusades, the religious wars, the extermination of witches in the United States, all those very beautiful crowns on the Christian religion. Then also, I think that there should be a study of psychopathology of religion, or the psychology of religion, and that all of this should be in the public schools. Now, what I object to in the public schools, and I think that everybody bears this out, even a great number of the religious groups, is that there should be no religious ceremony. And this is what the Supreme Court ruled on, a religious ceremony in the public mm-hmm. schools, not a study of religion. I would like to see this, because I'm convinced that once the spotlight is turned on religion in all of the schools and throughout the land on radio and television, that there will be a mass exodus from Christianity.
Thank you very much. I would like to comment on Mrs. Murray's constant use of this old red herring, and I think it ought to be brought out in the open and discussed. She said it over in Paramus recently in New Jersey in a debate which was taped.
Did you go there?
We have a tape of it.
Yeah, I know. Did you have a good turnout?
Standing room only.
Yeah.
She has
incidentally,
made this statement.
A tremendous number of people came from hearing that on the show.
Yeah, well, that's what we...
Yes. It was on the film, yeah.
Mrs. Murray appeared there and debated... the existence of God with Dr. John Ludlam, and we have the tape of it. She repeats this old red herring, and I think it's something that ought to be brought out and exploded for what it is. You want to see this happen in the fifth grade and show these kids Torquemada's Inquisition, and you want to show them the Crusades, and you want to show them...
I pronounce it Torquemada.
Well, what is this? That's the pronunciation. You go ahead and want to show all of the failures and frailties of religion. Of which there are
cruelties and the injustices and the human indignities.
Mrs. Murray, would you again give me the manners? I'd interrupt you. You let me finish. You want to do this. You want to show the kids these things.
Sure.
Okay. Can I introduce something else too?
Sure.
Atheism had two basic philosophies in its application in our era, in the age in which we live.
No, you're not talking about atheism
now.
As a religious thing.
Let me finish
thing.
Now.
Talking about a political...
How do you know what I'm talking about? I haven't said anything.
Well, I'm a mind reader.
you're a mind reader, all right. But listen for a second now.
I know your arguments in advance.
Yeah, well, if you do, then you must be deity. You can't know my arguments in advance because you've never talked to me.
Go ahead and give them.
Thanks, at
I'm
least
I'm perfectly willing
that.
To hear all about Stalin all over again.
I want you to hear about somebody else. I want you to hear about a man who gave copies of... I'm sure one of your idols, Friedrich Nietzsche's book, Man and Superman.
No, I don't like Nietzsche at all.
No, well, he was the god as dead boy. And Nietzsche
I don't care
the
what
idol of Adolf Hitler. The atheism of Nietzsche taught to the Wehrmacht and to the Germans produced the extinction of 6 million Jews.
No.
And
no,
produced
no.
the murder.
No.
Produced the murder of World War II.
Germany
That's
was
what atheism
a Christian
produced.
Country down the line.
No,
don't you dare
no,
say
no,
that
no,
Germany
no,
was
no.
ever dominated by atheism.
It was by Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler happened to be a Roman Catholic,
who rejected
too.
It.
To this day, he has it. Not been excommunicated by the Roman
he
Catholic
rejected
Church.
It. He
and
rejected
the Roman it. Catholic Church supported the rise of Nazism from the very inception of Nazism up
no.
to the point that they saw that they had a rival in Hitler who wanted to take over
I deny,
that religious fervor.
I deny the slander.
Oh.
I deny,
don't care what you deny.
I deny the slander that the Roman
don't
Catholic Church...
Don't you dare say that Germany was ever an atheistic country.
I said that under atheistic philosophy...
No, there was no atheistic
Hitler.
Philosophy.
Of course there was.
Fostered by Hitler, you have...
Did you ever read Mein Kampf?
Did you?
Yes, ma'am, did you? Did you? Answer me, yes or no?
Of course you know. I have read probably
did you
every
read
book
it?
That you read, and
then
I
you
have
read
probably
mein Kampf?
Read it 20 years
you
ago
read mein
I'm
Kampf?
Older than you are.
You read Mein
yes,
Kampf?
Yes, several times.
Then you're aware
library.
Of the fact that Adolf Hitler said in Mein Kampf,
it
I, listen,
matter
listen,
what he said.
Madam, listen, he
it
said in Mein...
It matters who supported him and
said,
who put him in power.
You know, wait, we're on Hitler now.
Yeah.
He said in Mein Kampf, I am not out to destroy religion or Christianity. I am out to destroy religion root and branch. That's not the statement of a Catholic. That's the statement of an atheist like you.
I'm sorry. This is not the statement of an atheist, and it is not what happened in Germany, and you know it.
You didn't
you
read Mein Kampf, madam.
Here. You go ahead and pick out a sentence
I don't believe
Mein Kampf.
You.
I can't... give me the date, the version of it, whether it was unexpurgated, what page it's on, in what connotation it was,
I could
what
give
reference
you,
it was.
I could
you don't
give
know.
You, I could give you the sentence.
You don't know, because you
and
do
you
the same
it.
Thing with your biblical
no.
Authority that you preach.
No, ma'am.
You pick out
I'm not gonna
a sentence
sit here.
Or a phrase.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you tell me what Mein Kampf says
you have just
when you have
alienated every Jew in New York. Now you're alienating
oh, you're
every
trying,
German in
you're
New York.
You're trying to get me to alienate the Jews, and
no,
I'm not.
You have already done that.
No.
I don't. You don't need any of my help. Now you have just finished calling the Germans an atheist nation.
I didn't say
and
that.
And that the atheists killed 6 million Jews.
I did
Ooh,
not
la.
Say that. I did not say that, madam.
You certainly did.
No, I didn't. I said
and I
that...
I object to the use of the word madam, particularly in New York.
Are you married?
Mrs. Murray.
Are you married?
No, but I am not a madam.
You're married.
I am not a madam.
Oh, well, you use it in an unfortunate, vulgar sense. I'm using it in the proper sense.
No. Well,
madam, I simply mean that Adolf Hitler was not a Christian. He denied Catholicism. He followed the philosophy
Adolf
of Nietzsche. He
Hitler,
was an atheist.
Down the line, he has never made any
like
pretensions
you.
To atheism.
And
there
he destroyed
was no atheism
6 million
in the whole,
Jews.
You're damn right.
He did.
A Roman Catholic and the Roman
no, no.
Catholic
no,
Church
no, no,
has
no,
never
no.
excommunicated
an atheist.
Him yet.
Look, at
never.
Least be honest. If he's an atheist, don't call him a Roman Catholic.
Never.
No, he wasn't a Roman Catholic.
He was.
He may have been in childhood, but
he rejected
it.
Thank you, John.
And he has, as I say now, come
on, John.
Who supported Hitler? Who signed a pact with Hitler? And what
stay
what
with
Catholic
the point.
Bishops supported Hitler
Madam,
right now
stay
from the beginning
with the
to
point.
The end.
Stay with the point.
Hitler as was not an atheist. He did not kill Jews as an atheist.
Madam,
you know that.
Madam, he said.
No.
In Mein Kampf.
Yeah, I would agree
right
with her
at this
on
point,
that. This had nothing to do with them being an atheist.
No, wait a minute.
The
wait,
Jews
wait a second.
Were killed.
No, wait a minute.
Nothing
he killed the
all.
Jews as an inferior race. But he followed the philosophy of Nietzsche, who was an atheist, who said inferior
well,
races must be killed.
Are we going to have an argument as to whether Nietzsche was an atheist or whether
he was an atheist?
Or that's your interpretation of Nietzsche, and you've interpreted every single
Mrs.
year
Murray.
Tonight in the sickest
Mrs. Murray.
Possible way.
Mrs. Murray, did you take
so
a bachelor?
Go ahead and investigate.
Did you take a Bachelor of Arts course in college?
I'll tell you what, I graduated from kindergarten. Does that please you?
No, but did you?
You're very, very interested
did
in
you?
How many degrees I got and whether or not you're going to have this
no.
tape to
no,
play
no,
back
no,
five
no,
or six
no,
times
no,
so
no.
that you can hear
I'm interested in whether or not
I'm
you
I'm not interested in
did
that.
Did you take a course
no,
in philosophy?
No, I went through kindergarten. Does that help
did
you?
Did you take a course in philosophy?
Does that help you that I went through kindergarten?
Nothing will help me with you right now except
huh?
the answer to a question. Did you take a course in philosophy?
I refuse to answer you.
On the grounds it may tend to incriminate
no,
you.
No, I took I took 20 hours of philosophy.
Then you know Nietzsche was an atheist.
Oh, bull.
Ah.
You know it.
Oh.
No,
well.
No.
Better stop now.
Let's
you
take
can,
another call.
You can
Most
make any
right.
kind of charge that you want to because Nietzsche is not here to defend himself.
His
Let's take
are.
Another call, please. Hello.
Reverend
and you interpret
Hello.
Them like
Hello.
You do the Bible.
Yes.
Reverend Martin seems to be a very vital and enthusiastic man. He doesn't seem at all morose or depressed. And yet, he has claimed that he is in possession of the knowledge that millions of people, perhaps hundreds of whom he knows personally, including, of course, all his many Jewish friends, are condemned to eternal damnation. This seems to me even worse than knowing that perhaps a loved one is dying of cancer. I'm just very curious to know how can he maintain such good spirits in in the face of all this devastating information?
I can answer the question, ma'am, by saying this, that I preach the gospel of Christ. I have for a number of years.
You preach the gospel of Reverend Martin.
Ma'am?
Has nothing to do with Christ.
John, are you moderating this? Was the question addressed to me?
I am.
Have I yet interrupted Mrs. Murray's question?
Well, you have, and she has, too.
But
so
not
we're
when
all
they come
call.
On the phone. Not when they come on the phone.
Well, in other words, you have a special dispensation
on the phone. On the phone, yes.
Answer the question, please.
The question is this.
I have a great concern
for those who are outside of Christ, for those who have not accepted Christ as their Savior. That is why I preach the gospel. That is why I have concern for them. The fact that you may describe me as you do and that I don't seem morose, I'm not morose about it because I believe it's the greatest message in the world and I proclaim
it. No, you know that you're talking around her question.
No, I want people to come to
Christ. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this question. The lady is still on. I want to ask you this. Are you saying that people of the Jewish faith, when they pass on, and you believe in a heaven, a hereafter?
Almost certainly. True. Our Lord taught this.
All right, fine. Now, wherever this hereafter is, you believe that the Jewish people will not go there?
Hold it. I believe this teaching. It is Christ's doctrine.
I see. Well, I must say this, that if, and I doubt very much whether Jesus or God or anyone else has taught this except Reverend Walter Martin.
Why don't you read the New Testament?
I think it is absolutely shocking to say that all of the Jewish people are second-rate citizens unless they swing over to the Reverend Walter Martin.
I never
Martin.
Said that.
Well, you certainly are.
Not even going to get to heaven.
The New Testament specifically says that Jesus Christ came as God's Messiah to save a lost world. If the world doesn't want to accept him, they are rejecting God because they reject
his
son.
In other words, God is a bitter person and is not going to let the Jews enter heaven.
No, he's not going to let anybody enter heaven who does not recognize his love in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you should be extremely upset and morose because it's quite inconceivable that there will ever come a time when the whole world will follow Christ, just as there will probably not come a time when the whole world will be atheists.
I assure you, ma'am, that I am very upset about the condition
of
the world.
Where are the Jews going to go when they, or where are they going these
John,
days
you keep riding
die?
The hobby, and you are creating the image in the minds of the people here that unless people agree with me, they're going to hell, and that's not what I said.
Well, where are they going?
Where are they going?
Do that.
But you're trying to create
going?
The image.
No. Where are they going?
People who reject Jesus Christ
Jews.
As their Savior.
Jews
or Gentiles.
I know, and let's talk about
both of them.
Jews.
Both of them.
Because
why do you,
the Jews
why
have
you picking
their
on
own
the Jews?
Solution. No, because they have their
because
own
Because the
solution.
Jews feel they're going to get someplace.
Yeah, I believe.
Well, wait, go tell me. Where do they go then?
I believe.
If they don't go to heaven.
All right. I believe that any Jew or Gentile who rejects Jesus Christ as Messiah must go to hell. I believe this.
What's
thank
that?
You, lady.
Wait a minute.
Are you Jewish?
Me?
Yeah.
I am of mixed background.
Well, then you're half of you're going someplace, and the other half
that's
you'll be with me.
Okay.
Goodbye.
See you there.
Operator?
Hello.
Hello. Long time?
Yes, sir.
I would like to speak to the Reverend Martin.
He's listening to you right now, sir.
I've heard a lot of talk about Jesus and the Christ and so forth, and I would like to ask him, did he realize that an Egyptian god by the name of...
Turn your radio down, sir.
I think it was yes, sir.
Please. Thank you.
That an Egyptian god by the name of, I think it was Osiris, or Isis it was worshipped in southern Europe in the same manner that Jesus and Mary came to be worshipped later on, and also that the original text of the Halosis describes Jesus as being a black man with a humpbacked and rather ugly face.
The original text of what, sir?
Of the Halosis by Josephus, the
yes.
Jewish historian.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I was not aware of the description of Jesus in Josephus as black and having a hump on his back, and the reason I'm not aware of it is I have read...
Because the text was changed by, I presuppose, the church fathers who later wanted to create Jesus in the European image, which was unsuitable for the people of the Palestine area at that time.
The only thing I can say to you is this, sir, that the earliest copies of Josephus in existence do not have the statements to which you...
WNBC, New York.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, there's tremendous authority, I think, for this concept of a black Jesus Christ.
And one of the things that
you don't even believe he existed.
No, but if we're going to talk about Fagin from Dickens, well, we can talk about
Fagin. That's completely different.
No, it isn't.
Sure
it's the same made up thing.
Dickens is fiction, and
but there are many, many ideas of a black Jesus Christ.
You're illogical because you don't accept.
I have a question for you, Walter. I've never asked this question before. Jesus is the Son of God.
That is correct.
Right?
That is what the Bible teaches.
All right, fine. All right.
By
let me
take
this
physical confrontation.
Now, let
Mary,
me take... Wait a minute. Come on, will you? Madeline, relax a moment. Now, one step by step. Jesus is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was a Jew.
Correct.
So we must assume that God is a Jew.
No.
Why not?
Because the Scripture tells us that God begot Christ through the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and that he chose
was
the Jewish...
Was Jewish?
Yes. He chose the Jewish people as his chosen race to express salvation to the world.
Well, now, do you mean that he's going to sell them out now?
He hasn't sold them out.
Well, you're telling me
they
that
rejected
if they don't... If they don't change...
They rejected him.
No,
Jesus
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Reject the Jews.
I'm
the
sorry.
Jews rejected
no.
Jesus.
The fact remains that the Jews were selected by God, or rather, two people of the Jewish faith, Joseph and Mary, were selected to be the parents of Jesus, his only begotten son.
Right.
Who was Jewish.
And then all of a sudden, we find now from you, Walter, that you have been able to locate in the Bible, and I'm not saying that it isn't in there. I know experts that can come up here and find things in the Bible that you can't find, and you find things that they can't find. But it comes down to this, that if there is a God, and I think you will agree with me that according to all opinions, I know my grandmother, who was a Methodist, she always referred to God as being good, don't you?
Of course.
Fine. Well, if this is a good God, do you mean to tell me that he would want to punish the little boys and girls that are born of Jewish parents today who know nothing whatsoever about Jesus Christ except something that their parents might have met or the Christian boy or girl next door might have mentioned? And you're going to say that if this child dies, it cannot go to heaven because it hadn't... Oh, you said that there's a choice to go to hell.
Nothing about the children.
Oh, I see. When is a person an adult?
When a person is capable of accepting or rejecting the record of Scripture.
What happens to the little Jewish boys and girls?
Let me finish.
Yes, go ahead.
A Scripture tells us that a person has an opportunity to accept or reject. I did not say the children were lost.
No, but where do they go? Children die, you know.
Yes, I know.
Many times.
Yeah,
a year-old child.
Well, our Lord said...
Where did the year-old child go?
Our Lord said that it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
Well, where do they go?
To heaven.
Oh, well, then there's a lot of Jewish children up in heaven.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, I see. Okay. But their fathers and mothers can never make it.
No one who rejects the Savior of the world can make it. That's your answer. The thing that is so interesting to me is that everybody
this
thinks...
This is wild.
Well, everybody,
you're just wild.
Look, everybody that's thinks that this is so terrible for a Christian to say, but the Jews said it for thousands of years.
Yes, but you know that you're separating... Now you're separating the children from their parents, and that you have the poor Jewish kids up there in a Christian foster home in heaven, and their parents going to hell to
no,
fry there.
No, I didn't do that.
God did it.
No, I didn't do it either. I never said he did. I said...
Well, you did say...
Wait a moment.
That's where you go. You go
exactly,
to hell.
I'll tell you exactly
what's
what
hell like?
Let me... Wait a minute.
Describe
well, I don't want to
it,
get
yeah.
into that, John, because I'm not going.
You're
I'm
trying
not going
your best
to,
not
I'm
to
not
get
going
into
to experience it.
It
empirically. I prefer to leave that to the description of our Lord, but I know that.
Well, I mean, I'm relying on you describing
the
what
Bible
the Lord
describes
said.
Hell as the separation from God. It describes hell as a type of fire we don't know on earth. It describes hell as punishment. It describes hell as the an orbitless.
Do you burn
star.
To death?
No.
It's a place
well,
where people
do?
Gnash their teeth, though.
What do you
there's
you
a lot
know
of
that,
wailing and gnashing
you know that's
of teeth.
A figure of speech.
Yeah, but what do you do in
for
hell?
Suffering.
In other words, you're suffering. What do you do in hell if there's
I
a fire?
I don't know, John. I wasn't there.
But you're the authority.
I'm speaking
don't
cop
out now and tell
I'm
me
only
you don't know.
Speaking from a biblical perspective.
Fine. And I meant you're the theologian.
I just described
you're the
it.
Expert.
I just described
it's fire. Does
fire,
this mean that people are
darkness,
always
the kind
being
of fire
burned?
That we don't know on earth?
Yeah,
what kind of fire is that?
Well, the Bible doesn't give us any chemically defined flames, but Jesus said it is everlasting flames.
Then, in other words, you are constantly in pain.
You're burning up all the time, too?
I would say it is constant suffering. But you see, what I can't understand
gee,
is
enough,
this. I would like
to get rid of Christianity.
I would like to understand this point. In the Old Testament, Judaism taught
that they were the channel of salvation to the world, and that one had to come to them and accept their covenants in order to be redeemed. That's in all their literature and commentaries. Now, the Jews teach this and taught it historically up to the Christian era. The Christians teach it for the next 2,000 years, but you're jumping on the Christians for teaching that rejection of Christ will send a person to hell, but you won't go back and criticize the Jews in the Old Testament
because
right everybody
now,
else is
going.
Well, I am
dealing in 1968 right here.
But you have a parallel case.
And I'm asking you questions, and you're the authority. You've admitted it to me.
I didn't say I was an authority.
You gave me the honor. No, you certainly have. You've constantly thrown it at Madeline. You ask what her
how many
authority
degrees
is.
Got, how many hours of philosophy
She doesn't know a darn thing as far as you're concerned.
No,
I
didn't say that.
Knows.
No, sir, John.
I don't ask her those tough questions.
Notice, John, I didn't say that. I said that Mrs. Murray is ignorant of theology and the Bible.
All right. So you're the only one who is ignorant here.
No, therefore
I
don't know what it is.
I didn't say that.
I'm ignorant.
Well, I go along with that.
You know,
tell me.
That.
Let me ask you something. Is there a stage down to hell?
Pardon?
Is there an intermediate stage down to hell?
No.
You go right there.
Not according to the Bible.
Then
why are you so preoccupied with hell? Mrs. Murray doesn't even believe it exists.
Well, I'm very, very interested. If now you're going to offend the whole Roman Catholic Church, you've got the Germans against you.
You know what? I have not. I have not. You've been
separated.
Doing your level best to get everybody against
me.
But it's not going to work.
Are you or are you not?
You're the one that's
do
against every religion.
Do you reject the Catholic doctrine of going to perdition for just
you,
a little time
you,
in order
Murray
for prayers
are,
and money to get you,
you
out?
You, Mrs. Murray, are against all religion, and you are trying to make it look as if I, a minister of Christ, am against religion in general, when you're
what
the
you
one
mean,
that's against
minister?
It. One who speaks and acts in the name of our Lord.
And who gave you permission to do this? He did?
The Scripture, and he did.
He did. He did this personally?
In the Scriptures.
Or through the Scriptures?
Yes, through the Scriptures.
I just have to pick you up on one more thing. You mentioned Jews and Gentiles will not go to heaven. In other words, those that do not believe in Jesus Christ.
As Savior.
Now, a Jew cannot believe in Jesus Christ as a Savior.
Oh, quite a number
and
of them
be a
have.
Jew. No, you're talking about those that have converted.
Just because you become a Christian doesn't mean you stop being a Jew.
Oh, come. Do I have to wake Rabbi Hollander up again?
No, you are.
If Rabbi Hollander is awake, please have him call up. Or if Rabbi Aaron Pearl is awake, please have him call up because we must have that.
Could I explain something?
No, wait. Let me get this straight.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a moment, please. In other words, you are saying to me, Reverend Walter Martin, if a Jew becomes a Christian, he can still be a Jew.
Yes, sir.
I see. All right. I won't debate that.
Now I'll answer the question. I'll expound on this one point.
You just did.
Now, wait. I have to expound on one point. A Jew is not just a religion. A Jew is a member of a Mediterranean Semitic group
We're talking about the religion, right?
Oh, that's a different story.
Okay. Oh, then you backwater on that.
Okay, no, I'm not backtracking. I'm answering the
so
question.
What are you doing?
I'm simply telling you that a person can be a Jew, a member of a synagogue, circumcised, bar mitzvah, the whole thing.
Circumcision means
nothing.
Wait,
yes, it does to a Jew.
Oh, no, come on, look. Everybody is circumcised today.
I'm speaking religiously
it's
as a Jew.
Thing for
I'm saying as a Jew.
All right,
you can
ahead.
Be all these things. Then you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are rejecting Judaism's practice, but you are not rejecting the fact that you are a child of Abraham and that you are historically a member of the Jewish race, so to speak.